Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. If you've ever been concerned that a quick trip to your local grocery store could be an invitation into your home for the coronavirus, you're not alone. According to the Washington State University Extension Office, they continue to field questions about the risks associated with bringing home groceries and if the virus could be found on products we purchase. Margaret Vibach with WSU Extension says if you're concerned, you can wash your produce before you put it away, but make sure that you do it in the correct way, and that starts by using cool to warm running water.
And using a scrub brush, if you're cleaning the outside of a cantaloupe on a watermelon, you can just use your hands, but staying away from any soap or any types of detergents because it's not safe. You should not ingest those products, and if you would spray something on your lettuce or your romaine, you would never get it washed off because all those foods are porous and they'll just assimilate them and stay in the foods.
Well, spring wheat planting was delayed but is finally wrapping up. Let's get the latest on the report from the USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Spring wheat planting finally delayed but wrapping up in most areas of the country. Nationally, 91%, five-year average 96%. In fact, all states have gone to 97% or higher on planting progress except North Dakota, and poor eastern North Dakota dragging down the national number. Statewide, just 85% of the intended spring wheat acreage in North Dakota planted, well behind the five-year average of 95%. Spring wheat emergence at the two-thirds mark on May 31st, 67%. That is behind the five-year average of 80%. Of course, no surprise, North Dakota lagging the furthest, only 52% emerged, five-year average 78%, and last year 62%. Spring wheat condition, despite the delayed planting in many areas of the Northern Plains and late emergence, the crop is looking good at this early stage, 80% good to excellent, 2% very poor to poor nationally.
Rippey also gave an update on the planting report for sugar beets.
Moving to the north and taking a look at sugar beet planting, virtually complete, 97 to 100%, depending on which state you're looking at. National progress, 99% of the sugar beets planted by the end of May. That is on par with five-year average and finishing up, almost finished, just a bit ahead of last year's pace when 96% of the crop was planted.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.